Toledo, we're famous for Glass, Art Tatum, Tony Pacos, Jamie Farr, a world-class museum, the Toledo Mud Hens and Walleye, an outstanding zoo and public library system. But who are the people that make our city so great? Welcome to the Soul of the Glass City podcast. I'm your host, Monique. Hey, everybody, it's Monique, and I have a special guest that I am so excited about because he is in the business like me. He is the voice. He's the guy. And we have the Steve Remy in the building.
What up?
Hey.
If I could blush, I would.
Okay. You can.
Okay.
You can't really see it, but, you know.
No, you can't.
So I just, you know, as long as I've known you and as much as I've worked with you, I have no clue about your background as just where you're from, where were you born, all that stuff. So we're going to start from the beginning. We're going to take it back.
I love it.
Okay. So where are you from?
Originally born in Columbus, Ohio, and then moved to Toledo probably in the early to mid 70s. This is after I went to Christian boarding school.
Who sent you to Christian boarding school?
My parents did. They're like, look, you're not going to A, you're not going to B, you're not going to C. We're shipping you off to Christian boarding school. But I loved it. I was there for 4 years because only a boarding school student would know that you could fit two cans of beer in a Pringles potato chip can.
Wow.
Perfect.
I've never...
What other reason to go to boarding school? It never crossed my mind, ever.
Yeah, but, okay, I'm sure that your parents, if they could hear that, they'd be upset.
Spent all that money. No.
But, yeah, so you came to Toledo in your teen or adult years?
Teens.
Okay. Yep. And where did you end up?
Wound up. So, so taking it back, I went to Andrews University, which is another... in Berrien Springs, Michigan, which is kind of like the Harvard of the Seventh-day Adventist church community. So that's what I grew up
in. You know what's funny? I was born and raised Seventh-day Adventist. So you know about the Sabbath and no pork.
We know about the Sabbath, no pork.
All that.
Yes, yeah. Vegemite and all that stuff. Yeah. So you know. So Andrews University, I went there for one semester, and I'm like, this is like prison.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, we had guards on the campus. We had curfew. Wow. And then I'm just like, this isn't working.
I think someone in my family went to Andrews and graduated, I believe.
I love this school. Yeah. It wasn't my idea of college. So then I came to the University of Toledo and I'm like, whoa, kids are drinking out on the lawn, drinking beer. I'm like, what is happening?
You know what? We're not going to fast forward to the future, but it makes sense what you do now in your career now that you're telling me all this.
You see it now.
Okay, so go back.
You see it now.
Go back.
Yeah.
So UT, tell us about it.
UT was great. Went to the University of Toledo, studied communications, was a cheerleader with the University of Toledo. So the last 3 years of college, dropped my partner on national television.
Oh, no.
Yes. Yeah, so
which game was that?
This was it's called the game that won the West. So this was the very first UT against Fresno State.
Okay.
And I didn't hear the cheer. We had, I think it was like 2 seconds left to the end of the game. We had to kick a field goal. I think the kicker's longest record was, 48. He had to kick a 53. So we didn't hear the cheer. So we're on the end clutching and he makes the kick and I'm throwing my partner in the air and it was the wrong cheer and boom, I just let her, descend to the ground while I tumbled.
Is she okay?
She was fine.
Okay.
She was fine. And we won the game. So
okay. Were you famous for that?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
If you remember the coach Stobart, his wife, Coach Stobart was the football coach at the time, and the wife came up to us after the victory celebration. She's like, you were very innovative on the end of that squad. I'm like, yeah, I wasn't really listening.
What'd you have to do? Oh,
I just dropped her. Yeah, she saw her go, right on national television. So.
Well, that is a story.
Yeah, it's a story.
So then after you graduated from UT...
Literally graduated from University of Toledo and then didn't do anything with communications and went into engineering. So I worked for Dansard Gronke Long, civil consulting engineers. They're still around and worked for them for 19 years.
Wow.
And then I was with them till about the beginning of the recession in 2018 and immediately had another job in architecture. And then got to this firm and then didn't know that my project manager was about to have a baby, and she suffered from narcolepsy. So imagine me trying to find her and ask her a question, and she's sleeping in the middle of the conversation.
Oh, my goodness. That's like, funny.
This isn't going to work. Okay. So, and got discovered for morning radio.
Oh.
Literally got discovered random. Maybe a week after being, you know.
I have to hear how that happened.
Literally, several of us that were let go from the engineering firm were down at the Oliver House. We're sitting there wallowing in grief because we'd lost our jobs. What are we going to do? And I mean, everybody around the country, it was the recession. Uh-huh. So we're laughing and having a good time. And all of a sudden, a round of drinks come. This is like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. And then they get up, and it was the whole station manager, Andrew Zepeda from Andrew Z in the Morning Show, Billy Michaels are saying, somebody over here has the voice and knows how to tell
voice.
Jokes.
Oh.
And I'm like, what? I don't have the face for TV? How rude. So they're like, that's what we're talking about.
Oh, my
goodness.
So they
goodness. Invited me to come back to lunch the next day. They're like, they called me as I was leaving lunch, and they're like, you need to be on the show the next day.
Wow. And how long has that been now?
That I had been on that show with Andrew Z in the Morning Show for close to 13, 14 years.
Wow. And so basically, you know, this is what I love about Toledo. Let's just talk about Toledo and how you could be in a bar and nobody knows your name.
Nobody
and the next
knows.
Thing you know.
Yeah.
You have a job for 14 years. That's one of the things that I'm going to tell you I just love about being here.
It was a perfect avenue, you know, learning the radio business and making friends with a lot of the sponsors. Mm-hmm. You know, the light went off in my mind. I'm like, this is the perfect platform to really be able to give back to the community. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the character, and I was actually at that time the first openly gay personnel on morning radio.
Okay.
So I was like, I could either do one of two things. I could play into the stereotype.
Right.
Or to create my own character.
And that's what you did.
And that's what I did.
So now, this is what makes you so interesting, right? I need you to just lay out all the careers that you're doing currently right now, because it just is so random and so like...
I'm a Gemini. So if you know the characteristics of a Gemini, you can't say no.
Okay.
You're just like, okay, I'll fit it in. So currently still working for Nooney Distributors.
Yeah.
So they're the only local wine distributor in the city. Mm-hmm. So I work with them, with the restaurants, the country clubs, you know, putting wine and product into those facilities.
Yeah.
I'm working as the regional for First Health Hospice and Palliative Care.
How random is that? Like you said this and that. And I'm like, okay, but keep going.
Yeah. I coached elite gymnastics for probably close to 39 years. I coached Simone Biles.
Okay.
And when she was 9, 10, and 11.
How long?
For 3 years.
Okay, that is like not something that we just gloss over. Can we go back?
Sure.
how did that come about?
Well, that's what actually paid for college. I got a scholarship to gymnastics from Andrews University. That's the only reason why I went there, because I got a gymnastics scholarship.
Okay.
And then they transferred the scholarship on the University of Toledo, so I didn't have to do any history. So, and then my religion credits transferred too. So I got to jump ahead. But yeah, I coached gymnastics for like 39 years, but I was a clinician at the Ohio State University where Simone Biles would come for Region 5 camp. So,
does she or her family still know you?
Probably. I mean,
okay, you're like, I didn't really think about it till she became the super goat gymnast that she is now.
Yeah, but. I mean, it's one of those things, though. We can tell at a young age when a kid's going to be talented, and we knew she was going to be talented, but we didn't know she was going to be that talented. So,
that, I mean, you see, and I've been around you so long, and that is like the first time that even came up in conversation.
Like, I'm like a blooming onion.
And I get to share that with the rest of the listeners. Like, this is so fun.
Yeah.
Okay, so. That are we done or there's more things?
I think that's it for employment, but I'm on several boards.
Okay.
I like to be involved in the community. Okay. So I'm on the board for Equality Toledo.
Okay.
And then I'm on the board for the Toledo School for the Arts.
Oh, nice.
NOGA, which is Northwest Ohio Geriatric Association.
Okay.
I think that's it.
Okay. All right. Well, then the one thing that I was like, I can't wait to say this. You are the founder of Flaunt Fashion Show. And how many of those happened?
So we have had five of the 5 years we've had this fashion show fundraiser. So it's a lot of fun.
And I have been a part of like
you have
three.
Been instrumental.
Three
in
or four,
it.
Like three. Three. Yeah, three, because I missed three. The first one and I missed the last one.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
So fashion, this, that, you know, helping elderly. Like, it just, I mean, you're just amazing. So tell us about like how, you know, just Toledo just has nurtured you in your career and your life, like, you know, because this is the soul of the Glass City. So I just want to.
I think with Toledo, I mean, there's so much interest in the city. There's so many things you can do in the city. You can grow. You can be a big fish in a small pond in Toledo. But it's just really, you know, I think just getting out there and taking a chance, looking at, you know, not saying no to opportunity, finding a way that you can fit in and get the things you stand for accomplished. So that's what I do.
Well, I know that, you know, it was hard to even get you in the studio because I've been asking him for like ever to get him. And it's just you've been so busy. And you had a family member, unfortunately, that passed from cancer.
Yes.
And what has that led you to do now?
So it's led me to, so this is my cousin, Leslie, and she would be my mother's brother's daughter. And she just had a life of just turmoil. Like from the time she was an infant to the time she was in her, you know, late 40s, she struggled with schizophrenia. So she was in and out of facilities constantly, back and forth to doctors trying to get the medication right. So she never had the life that most of us had growing up as a child through adolescence and through, you know, young adulthood. She never had that life. So they finally got the medication correct and she was able to go to school, get her degree in art therapy. And shortly after that, she was able to buy a home and she's in the clear. Then she gets the diagnosis and she went quick. It was probably within a year and a half of the diagnosis. So her and I were close because we had the love of art. And that's another reason why I love our community, because our art museum is just a gem. So and the Arts Commission and a lot of the art things that go on in our community are just huge. So through her passing, I just always had this yielding, even at her funeral. I'm like, she just didn't get the life she should have had. I felt robbed for her. So I'm like, what can I do to honor her? So that's why I'm helping out the Lymphoma and Leukemia Foundation. So
wow.
Yeah,
I'm getting a little teary thinking about that. Like, that's so, you know.
Yeah, I mean, she just never had the chance. And I'm like, this is the best way I can honor her, you know, because she didn't have the voice that we have. So yeah. I'm like, this is the best way for me to do that. This is how I get my piece. Mm-hmm. So that's how I'm doing it.
Wow. So tell me, like, what do you want to see next for, you know, Toledo? What do you want to see next for yourself, like, as far as being an integral part of this community, which you are? You know, what do you...
Yeah, I get blushed when people say that. So everybody's like, they always say, oh, you're an influencer. And I'm like, I cringe when people say the word influencer.
I mean, it's just like a fad, but you've like been that guy.
I said, call me an enthusiast.
Okay.
As opposed to an influencer, an enthusiast to sell, because I'm enthusiastic about a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. But I think for me in the future for Toledo, you know, I just want to, you know, try to get the young people, you know, the younger generation, people coming up, to get enthusiastic about philanthropy and giving back to to the community. Because a lot of people you hear, there's nothing to do in this city. It's hard for me to meet people. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm always alone. I'm like, well, you have to put yourself out there to find out what is out there. You have to put yourself out there. So that's my hope for the community, is to see our community grow professionally, you know, networking, be able. I think that's another big thing about our community. People are really good to share something that's good. I know I do, whether it be a restaurant or a fundraiser or something. I'm telling everybody.
I think you're one of the favorite social media pages I like to go to find out about something new that's happening.
It's
in
random,
the city.
That's for sure.
Yeah,
it's random.
Yeah. So, well, I do so appreciate that. I had to, like, you know, really just work to get you, because I already knew.
Did.
Oh, my goodness. I love it.
Yeah.
And I just really appreciate you. Is there anything that you want to leave us with before you
go to my Facebook page, Steve Remy on Facebook, and check it out. Have a laugh.
How do you spell your name correctly so that people know?
R-E-A-M as in Michael, E-Y. So that's how you get it. So
and just, regular Steve.
Yeah, regular Steve. Regular
but
you're, Steve.
But this guy's not regular, so just so you know.
You're too kind.
If you listen to the interview, you know that he's spectacular and trains world-class Olympians. Well, thank you, Steve.
Thank you for having me, Monique.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. I'm your host and producer, Monique. My executive producer is Chris Pfeiffer. Join me next time for another exciting episode of Soul of the Glass City podcast. For more information, if you have questions or comments, go to WGTE.org/soul.
WGTE. Voices around us.
WGTE is supported in part by the American Rescue Plan Act funds, allocated by the City of Toledo and the Lucas County Commissioners, and administered by the Arts Commission.